VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Interpol's General Assembly voted Wednesday to make South Korea's Kim Jong-un its new president. Kim had been serving as the International Crime Fighting Organization's acting president and will now serve a two-year term. He replaces China's Meng Hongwei, who has been held in his native country on allegations of bribery. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo had strongly endorsed Kim, but the Kremlin accused the opposition to the Russian candidate, who was a front-runner in the vote, of taking part in election interference. Rain is falling in the western state of California, helping in the fight against wildfires. Associated Press correspondent Rita Foley reports.
The rain may help crews still battling wildfires, but it also raises the risk of flash flooding, mudslides, and rock slides. And it'll make it tough to recover the remains of those who died. CAL FIRE says some people who perished in the Northern California wildfire may never be found. More than 80 people died there, hundreds more still unaccounted for, more than 13,000 homes destroyed. In Southern California, homeowners who worried that fire may destroy their homes are now worried that water may do it.
The United States said Wednesday it will scale back military exercises with South Korea next year, so the exercises are not a hindrance to diplomacy over ending North Korea's nuclear weapons program. Secretary of Defense Jim Mattis said the exercises will be reduced in scope in 2019. They're conducted each spring in South Korea. He gave no details of how the exercises will be downsized, but he said the reduced scope was an effort by the two allies to encourage further negotiations in the stalled talks between the U.S. and North Korea. This is VOA News. Afghanistan observed a national day of mourning Wednesday, a day after dozens of people died in a terror attack in the capital, Kabul. Tens of thousands of children are likely to have perished as the violence in Yemen continues. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Save the Children say an estimated 85,000 children under five may have died of hunger and disease since the outbreak of Yemen's civil war in 2015. What the group says is a conservative estimate is based on average mortality rates for severe acute malnutrition, which the UN says has afflicted more than 1.3 million children since the war began. The war and a Saudi-led blockade have created the world's worst humanitarian crisis, with more than 8 million people at risk of starvation.
UN diplomat Martin Griffiths is in Yemen to prepare for peace talks after fresh fighting erupted in the key port city of Hodeida. Cameroon's military says it has freed...